Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good day, everyone. It's good to be here once again.
Saint Germain, we've been seeing popular protests around the world. And in the past few months, people have been staging protests in several countries in South America and the Middle East, like Iran, and certainly in Hong Kong, where there have been all kinds of protests against China's efforts to restrict freedom in Hong Kong. We've even had people in Hong Kong singing the national anthem of the United States. And when you hear commentators try to connect it all, so they don't seem to have an easy way of describing it, because there are different, the protests seem to have had different reasons, because of price increases and various kinds of things, and some protests have had leaders and others have not, and they seem to have trouble connecting it all. How would you describe what the connection is between these worldwide protests?
Freedom. It is implanted within your DNA, your spiritual DNA. It is the reality that you cannot ultimately control what you did not create. And those who are attempting to control these humans did not create them. They're negating the principles of reality. Do you understand?
Yes, it's so interesting listening to commentators trying to grapple with that understanding. We've been concerned that autocrats seem to be emerging and taking over governments all over the world, and yet we're seeing the people rise up and saying no, essentially.
Yes, and there's more of them than there is of the autocrats. And the people are beginning to awaken to the divine aspect of free will, of free choice, which is a gift from creation within each and every one of you humans. Someone may momentarily attempt to enslave or control you. The Chinese government is an example. But ultimately, the Chinese people will rise up, and you are seeing that within the confines of Hong Kong, where the people have had a taste of democracy. Once you've had a taste of freedom, it is very difficult to take it away. Within your Revolutionary War, many of your black slaves in this country were set free, went over to the British side. When the war was over, many slave masters attempted to recapture those slaves. Many of the slaves chose suicide over returning to their previous enslavement once they had experienced a momentary feeling of freedom. It is an inherent divine aspect of you that no government, no individual can subjugate for long.
Is that hunger for freedom being enhanced by the energies that are being supplied by the higher realms?
It is the divine aspect again within you. It is your divinity, if you understand.
Right. I wanted to refer to something that Philip put out on an email. He referred to a five-year cycle moving into 2020, and he indicated that 2016 represented an awakening, 2017 a preparation, 2018 represented a commitment to freedom, and 2019 releasing any old habits that were preventing growth and expansion. And he defined 2020, the year that's coming up, this way. It was going to be the beginning of a healing decade for humanity, more fully reflecting the ascension energy of the planet, allowing a world based upon love, equality, harmony, and balance. Is that what we can be looking forward to in the next decade, beginning in 2020?
Isn't that what you're feeling at present?
You know, with all the chaos in our country, sometimes it's hard to feel that.
But pull away from the chaos, which is a part and aspect of creation.
Right.
And take a deep breath and ask yourself, am I witnessing or feeling what has been stated by 2020, beginning a decade of healing?
Yes, and I think the evidence of that is this burst of freedom that we're experiencing around the world.
And remember, any doubt or fear or ignorance of this reality will impede it from happening.
Right.
So have no doubt.
Right.
Have no fear. Listen to those words. Read that description of 2020 and the decade again.
It would be beginning a healing decade for humanity, more fully reflecting the increasing ascension energy of the planet, allowing a world based upon love, equality, harmony, and balance.
If that becomes the mantra, with no doubt and no fear and no ignorance of that reality, that will be what humanity and the United States of America creates. It is your choice through your free will.
It is our choice, and I think you're also telling us that we're being helped energetically at the Ascension Chair ceremony that we had on November 21st, which was about 10 days ago. You referred to, we were experiencing, you announced that night that we were going to be showered with the largest meteorite phenomenon in the history of the planet. And you said that it would allow us to receive the DNA that the founding fathers and mothers received that created the founding documents used to create the United States of America, which was to be a beacon of light for the entire world. And you said that we would be receiving the same DNA that the founding fathers and mothers received.
And the basis of that DNA is freedom.
Exactly.
Freedom. That is what your patriots were after. Your ragtag, barefooted, shirtless patriots who fought the largest military force in the world and won. It was the freedom downloaded within their sacred spiritual heart DNA to, through all physical adversities, allowed them to overcome the most powerful force in the world through freedom.
And that same energy is fueling the worldwide movement towards ever increasing freedom and oneness.
We will never stop sending it to you, no matter how, through meteors or however, until you have reached your divinity.
Well, that knowledge all by itself should help us deal with the monsters of humanity, which are fear, doubt, and ignorance.
You have never been alone. You will never be alone. Remember, we are the Ascended Master Realms. Once walked the earth as you do now. We are your pathway to your higher frequency existence.
Well, we look forward to the ever-increasing expression of humanity's demand for freedom.
And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom.
You're welcome.